It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've been rooting around in my icebox and look what I found. Pig's guts. Sheep's guts.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
Well put. Thank you very much, sir.
Amazing.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, the store is open. I'm talking about the WJFK store 24/7. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get you right to the store. Get show-inspired t-shirts like our 5% gay t-shirt.
That's the best.
The old queen long sleeve t-shirt.
Also the best.
O'Mara 08, done kind of like the Obama 08, but nice. They changed it because we speculated there might have been a little trouble there.
That's right. Also good.
And it's up there now. The brand new F-Stick t-shirts are there for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Dig on it.
Coming soon, honorary Buzz Babe t-shirts for the ladies.
Or the guys.
Did anybody float that idea? Did that come from you?
Not me.
Didn't it come from you?
Yeah, it came from me.
Oh, it came from you. I thought that might have been a Beth Ann one there.
No.
Plus, we got hats and other great stuff, too.
People request
Do we have top hats?
We should. I want them. I want
a Mike O'Mara top hat.
I want top hats. We got the baseball caps that say TMOS, the Mike O'Mara Show.
I like that.
And they come in two different styles. So go to the store right now. Go ahead and get your F-Stick t-shirts. And I want to see those all over America, ladies and gentlemen.
You will.
Tomorrow on the program, just after 4, hotness personified, ooh, actress Katrina Bowden.
Meow.
She plays Sari on 30 Rock, and she is also in the new movie Sex Drive. I think that's what it's called. And Freak Week will continue just after 5 tomorrow. We're going to talk to a sensitive. I'm not sure what a sensitive is. Is that like a medium?
It's a little bigger than a medium.
It's an XL. Shelly Klim.
Ah.
She is dealing right
Shelly
now.
Shelly what?
Shelly Klim.
Oh, of course.
Shelly Klim.
Klim?
Who is dealing right now with a demonic possession of a 4-year-old boy.
Well, that's not right.
So we'll talk to her. This is the real exorcist stuff that we were looking for.
What's up with that, Klim?
Texter writes at WJFK1. That's what you do if you want to text us.
Yes.
I just watched True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking this for a whole bunch of time here.
Okay.
Does anyone else think that Sookie's boss is a werewolf?
Yeah. I don't.
I heard you
don't
float that.
I don't.
It's possible.
Why was
something.
My
father
was he naked?
Asked.
It was daylight. It was daybreak because they were fishing at daybreak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he turned back into a human
my
being.
My father is trying to somehow make him be the dog that hangs out at Merlot's.
Well, yeah.
But he's fed the dog, so he's not the dog.
Right.
So I don't think he is.
I think he's werewolfy. I like Mike's theory.
Could be a werewolf. We'll have to wait and
see. Most werewolves have the last name Talbot.
Werewolf. We are werewolf. We'll have to wait and see.
The Talbot curse.
I'd say in the next couple of episodes, you're probably going to find out whether he is or he isn't.
I will tell you this.
What?
And you can print it. Even a man who is pure at heart and says his prayers by night can become a wolf when the wolf...
Say it again, because you screwed it up.
I did not.
Even a man,
man who is pure at heart and says his prayers by night...
You're right, you didn't say by night, you said by night. All right, so this really has to be said dramatically. Go ahead, give it to me one more time. Rob, go.
Even a man who is pure of heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms... And the autumn moon is bright.
It's glad I did that.
You know, this is what Beth Ann needs. A guy who's a guy by day and a dog at night.
Yeah, well,
or the other way around.
Should read my text. Let's get our last look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Well, at least...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I have to stop you. I apologize. Don't want to forget to do this. I'm sorry.
He takes.
How does it feel, Buzz?
I apologize.
Not
my
good.
Mind was elsewhere. Hello, this is Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hi, Mike. It's Chris.
Chris, congratulations. You're caller 100. You get a pair of RIP passes to the first annual Boo Bash.
Yahoo. Thank you very much, sir.
What are you going to be dressed as for Halloween?
I'll be Elvis.
Elvis always rocks. Thank you very much, Chris. We'll put you on hold. And now, Buzz, let's get the news.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Obama still...
But first...
Yes, Rob.
No, I'm kidding.
Stop it. Obama still leads in the polls, or at least he did going into today's show, but not by enough to make it a sure thing. 6 days away from the election, Obama's lead is exactly the same as the one Al Gore held over W in the 2000 election. a scary last-minute video from Osama bin Laden put Bush over the top in that election. Now, since we started today's show, a couple of new polls have come out, including a couple from Quinnipiac University, that say that among those who have already voted, Mr. Obama leads by about 19 points.
Everybody go out and vote. Don't pay attention to the polls. That's the way the game works.
Everybody still has to vote. But these are trends, obviously, that the 16% of likely voters, more of them than for McCain.
You want to talk to an early voter?
Well, sure.
Got one right here.
Lots of those.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Mark, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, what's happening? I just want to tell you that Sarah Polin, I finally figured out what she looks like.
Are you loaded, Mark?
Yes.
What have you been drinking today?
Just Bacardi.
Just Bacardi?
Just Bacardi.
All right, we'll
mix it with anything?
We got to finish the news here, Mark. What does she look like?
Well, do you remember in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Truly Scrumptious?
Truly Scrumptious, absolutely. Yeah. I remember that well.
Well, does she look like her?
Not really.
Have a nice day, Mark. Thanks for the call. Back to Buzz Burbank.
The mayor of Chicago, meanwhile, is making plans to accommodate 1 million people in Grant Park for Obama's election night rally.
Joe Biden looks a little like the kid catcher, though.
Children? There are the children.
Little is known about those election night rally plans, except that there may be Secret Service screenings, and the city has hired a former official with the Office of Emergency Management to come up with a crowd control plan. Mm-hmm. Oh, and one more note about that McCain campaign worker who scratched a backwards B into her cheek and then lied it was carved there by a tall black man who didn't like her bumper sticker.
The bright girl.
She's not a volunteer, as originally reported, but was hired by the College Republican National Committee. She was offered $3,600 to work from August through Election Day. After police charged her with filing a false report, of course, her employment was terminated.
Oh, so a paid employee.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Some parents in Missouri, meanwhile, are demanding a deeper investigation into the Hit a Jew Day planned by some middle school students.
Rob.
I'm sorry.
It was to have been, you know, it sounded like he meant it.
It really did sound sincere.
It was to have been part of the school spirit days. School officials canceled the event, but for many parents, that wasn't enough. Hundreds of parents have now signed a petition demanding somebody get to the bottom of
this. They said, Rob, they said, think outside the box. And I said, what about this?
Rob, you're fired.
I know. Mike, I'm sorry.
He is, too. You take your kid to the doctor to protect his or her health, not to make it worse. But a new study shows that 1 in 5 of the toys in the pediatrician's waiting room can actually make your child sick.
Every boy and girl needs a toy.
The study says 1 in 3 of the toys is contaminated with the virus known as the common cold.
Yeah, I mean, don't you know that? Take your kids to the pediatrician, I hated it when I would go into that office and you would see that pile of plastic toys that just looked like a snot factory.
And Buzz, you'll have to excuse us because this is something you won't understand, but is there anything grosser than the sick side waiting room at a pediatrician's office?
It's so nasty.
Oh, and it's just a whole bunch of kids and they've all got green dripping noses.
They have that, you know. I mean, you go in and you have like the side where kids are okay and then the sides where it's like...
It's so bad. And our first pediatrician, and he was old, he was actually the doctor that delivered me.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, he was my pediatrician, and I think he delivered me, too.
And on the sick side, didn't they always have the rings, the multicolored plastic rings?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. It's like snot donuts.
But this waiting room had glass between the sick and the well sides. You could watch the sick children.
Come in here, darling. Take a look at the children that are ill.
They love toys.
Toys.
For the glass. Another study out today shows that doctors subconsciously favor white patients over black patients.
Rob!
Mike!
What are you doing to me today?
First it was the hitting thing, and now it's this. Come on, why are you hanging me?
I swear to God.
Researchers say they do not believe the test show prejudice. They say it's a hidden or unconscious bias, which is something most people are unaware they even possess. And they say this does not necessarily mean that whites get better medical care.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
He has the best medical care of anyone on television.
Yeah, because he's Billy Bush.
Of course.
Hey, this is great, guys. Look, front of the line. Sorry about your cancer. Bye-bye.
Do you want to go on the sick side, Billy?
Yeah, Billy Bush. Thank you.
Finally, of all the places this could have happened, it had to happen in Utah. The theater filled up, as it always does for a high school musical movie. Disney's latest is packing them in, and this showing in Utah is no exception. But the next thing anybody knew, the R-rated movie Sex Drive was on screen.
Oh, no.
Quoting one mother, "I could not carry my little children out before they were exposed to extremely vulgar and sexually explicit material."
Oh, dear God.
There's a different audience that eats that up. The theater has apologized and offered the moms and kids a free movie and a voucher at the concession stand. Mm-hmm. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, thank you, Buzz. A serious note here. A very, very good friend of mine, Jimmy Cover, passed away last night. I just wanted to send my prayers, my best wishes out to his wife, Brenda. This was one of the funniest guys that I've ever met, and it takes a lot to make me laugh because I do it for a living. Jimmy was a wonderful guy, and I know that he will be missed. So my prayers, especially for his wife, Brenda, and to all of our friends up at Evergreen, you know, hang in there. And Jimmy, you will be missed. And what a great person he was, and a lot of fun out on the golf course. He really was just one of the funniest people that I've ever met. And really, you know, when you're a golfer and you hang out on a golf course and you get a chance to go out and be with a certain person, there was always one guy that if I would get hooked up with a group of people, I would always make sure that his name was there. And and Jimmy, you will be missed. So Jimmy Cover, you heard me mention him on the show a few
times.
Yes, so once again, my sympathies and my prayers go out to his wife Brenda and all of his friends as well. Okay, we will see you tomorrow. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show's Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producers Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, roses are red, violets are blue. We're going to that party Friday night. You should, too. Tomorrow, don't forget, we've got actress Katrina Bowden and also our sensitive Shelley Klim. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new show. Good night, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.